I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
So the FBI agent who wrote disparaging comments about Donald Trump online and also was apparently escorted to the building on Friday says, I didn't retire. The way that you guys are describing, I wasn't forced out of my job, and by golly, I'm retaining legal counsel and denying accusations against him. That is at least what he wants you to believe at this hour. That former FBI official, who apparently shut down the Hunter Biden laptop investigation, who has faced multiple whistleblower allegations, has officially come out swinging to media reports that he left the bureau, saying in a statement through his legal counsel that, quote, he voluntarily retired from his job and denying some of those allegations against him. Tebow, who is being provided pro bono services, isn't that interesting, from a law firm, confirmed through his counsel that his last day at the FBI was, in fact, Friday, as reported by several news outlets, but clarified that he, quote, was not fired. He was not forced out. He was not forced to retire. He wasn't even asked to retire. Oh, so you just randomly decided after you're named by whistleblowers to just hang out and end your career. If you believe this, you are an idiot. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. If you are like me and you're sick and tired of giving your money to companies that are fighting against your family values, fighting against your First and Second Amendment rights, trying to indoctrinate your kids, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in the U.S. Now, they're not just a company that is a Christian conservative company. They actually take a part of your bill every month when you pay, and they use that money to fight for our First, our Second Amendment rights. They use it to fight for the sanctity of life and for adoption services after we have had this big victory with Roe v. Wade. This is a company that's on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. That's why I want you to make the switch to Patriot Mobile, because every time you use your phone, you're going to be making a difference on these important issues. Now, it doesn't matter what your budget is. Patriot Mobile has incredible plans, nationwide coverage that will work with your budget. So go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson and get in the fight and stand with a company that's fighting for your values. You can also call them right now, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now all you got to do is use the promo code Ferguson to get free activation. Plus, special discounts are available for all veterans and first responders. So join the movement and make the switch today. Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call 972-PATRIOT. I want you to hear Fox News as they were talking about the DOJ responding to the Trump request for a special master, and also what they had to say about this agent's, quote, retirement.
Arthur, a lot going on at the Justice Department. A source familiar with the departure of former assistant special agent in charge, Timothy Tebow, says that this was a retirement. They're billing it as a retirement. But I'm also told by a source that no question his actions, alleged actions over the past few months, certainly sped things up for him to leave the FBI. Martha, he was one of 13 assistant special agents in charge, specifically with the Washington field office here in D.C. He retired over the weekend. As you said, he was walked out of the building after turning in his gun and badge, which I'm told is standard procedure. He came under fire earlier this year, as you mentioned, when Senator Chuck Grassley argued that he personally tried to run interference in that investigation into Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, as we've been reporting, Martha, for 2 years, is under federal investigation for his business dealings overseas, but he has not been charged with a crime. Grassley's office specifically uncovered social media posts where Tebow liked negative posts about former President Donald Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray, during testimony on Capitol Hill earlier this month, called that revelation deeply troubling. Now, Fox News has learned Tebow was not involved in the investigation at Mar-a-Lago. At any level, it's been a little over 3 weeks since FBI agents went inside. Speaking of that investigation, as you mentioned, that former president's legal team will be in court on Thursday to argue for a special master. Martha, a special master, we've been reporting, is a neutral third-party arbiter, someone to come in, look at the evidence to make sure DOJ is handling it properly, and potentially return some of that evidence that's not needed and is not part of the scope of the investigation. Right now, we're waiting on another filing from DOJ. It's under seal. It's going to have a little bit more detail about the evidence taken from Mar-a-Lago, but unfortunately, we won't see that as it's under seal.
Now, there's another part of this story, by the way, that's just hysterical. You guys may have seen the picture that was released, and the deep state is really going on offense here. What they're trying to do by going on offense is they're trying to say Donald Trump stole documents and had these top secret documents, and you should be angry and outraged. And we're going to leak a picture to prove just how egregious the top secret documents stolen by Donald Trump actually are by putting these top secret documents on the floor and taking a picture of the top secret documents. I wish that I was joking. I'm not, right? This is actually now what they're doing. I wish I was making it up or lying or implying or this isn't what they're how they work. But this is how the deep state clearly fights back. They have now decided that Donald Trump should be indicted and go to jail for top secret documents that they have, quote, seized from Mar-a-Lago. Yet these documents they took pictures of and now have put them out on the internet for people to see where it says top secret on them. That's what the U.S. Department of Justice, the DOJ, has done, is they've revealed these photos of the alleged secret documents recovered during the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Imagine if they would have done this with Hillary Clinton and showed the smashed Blackberries. Imagine if they would have showed the bleached servers. Imagine if they would have released pictures of what it would have looked like in her basement where they were keeping the server. Did they do any of that? Of course not, right? But they're going to do it now. They have now, this is the deep state fighting back, saying, how dare you question us? Now, President Donald Trump is going to argue that there needs to be a special master, right, that needs to take place in court. And this is important. But the federal government says, all right, you want to play? Watch how fast we can bury you. In this new 36-page filing, the DOJ addressed the investigation into Trump and the former president's compliance thus far, basically making it try to look like he's some sort of terrible criminal. The federal government has now officially accused Trump of repeatedly failing to return classified White House documents despite being subpoenaed and promised a diligent search to recover, quote, any documents. In their filing, it says the government also developed evidence. The government records were likely concealed and removed from the storage room and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. That's what the DOJ's counterintelligence chief, Jay Bratt, wrote in the filing. Bratt continued by writing this, that the FBI, in a matter of hours, recovered twice as many documents with classification markings as the diligent search that the former president's counsel and other representatives had weeks to perform calls into serious question the representation made in the June 3rd certification and cast doubts on the extent of the cooperation in this matter. And again, this is how the deep state fights back. The DOJ filing also included the first photos of the documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid earlier this month, which showed several redacted documents and others that were marked top secret slash C or excuse me, SCI. The DOJ releasing the photos of the documents recovered in Trump's Mar-a-Lago office is to paint a picture that he's a criminal. And again, the filing says in some instances, even the FBI counterintelligence personnel and DOJ attorneys conducting the review required additional clearances before they were permitted to review certain documents, quote unquote. Now, the Justice Department also claimed that the documents seized in that FBI raid were so sensitive that their own people, this is their words, conducting the review had to stop and get additional clearances before they were permitted to review certain documents, right? Because we've got to, again, fight back and attack Donald Trump and bury him. The United States intelligence analysts will review, they say, the classified documents to determine any potential national security risk. That's what the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, revealed on Friday. Now, the DOJ filing argued that any White House records seized in Mar-a-Lago's raid belong, quote, to the United States and not to the former president. Tuesday's filing opposes Trump's recent request for an independent review of the seized documents, which the federal judge will hear again Thursday. We are now determined that the Department of Justice be instructed to immediately stop the review of documents illegally seized from my home, is what Trump said when his legal team filed the motion for judicial oversight. They went on to say, quote, all documents have been previously declassified. Trump's attorneys are expected to respond to the government's opposition motion by tonight. This because they are angry. Now, Judge Cannon, who is a Trump appointee, announced her preliminary intent to appoint a special master last week, but warned that her order should not be construed as a final determination on the plaintiff's motion. So if you just back up and you look at this, it's clear. This is a PR war. The deep state is striking back saying, watch this, Donald Trump. We will make it look like you stole documents, that things are far worse than anyone's actually understood, right? And far worse than anything else we could do. In fact, the FBI, the ex-FBI agent, Tebow, retaining legal counsel, they almost implied it today that it was so he could sue people, not to protect himself. Now, he's getting pro bono legal services, which tells you about the corruption here. Catherine Heritage over at CBS News said media statement on behalf of Mr. Timothy Tebow, and he said, has retained a pro bono services of a law firm. The following statement may be used in whole or part and attributed to Mr. Tebow's counsel, is what they said. Now, I'm going to read this to you from this FBI agent that clearly hated Donald Trump. On August 26, 2022, Mr. Tebow voluntarily retired, the statement reads, from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Mr. Tebow was not fired, not forced to retire, and not asked to retire. On his last day as part of his proceedings, Mr. Tebow turned in a security badge and walked with two longtime special agent friends through the field office to finish processing his paperwork. He walked out of the building by himself. Claims the contrary are false. Mr. Tebow was eligible for retirement and informed his supervisors about a month ago that he intended to retire following more than 30 years of devoting himself, right? Because if you devote yourself to the government, then you must be a good guy. To the protection of the American people and upholding the Constitution of the United States in a nonpartisan fashion, then why on social media, Mr. Tebow, were you liking and sharing and supporting statements that attacked Donald Trump? Why were you stopping an investigation into Hunter Biden while attacking Donald Trump? If you are a nonpartisan person upholding the Constitution of the United States of America in a nonpartisan fashion, to quote your legal statement. Doesn't add up, America. It doesn't. Now, they go on to say this includes nearly two decades leading and supervising investigations into public corruption by members of both political parties, such as investigations that led to the conviction of Congressman William Jeffers and Jesse Jackson Jr. Congressman William Jefferson and Jesse Jackson Jr. During his tenure at the FBI, Mr. Tebow received more than a dozen awards, including the Attorney General's Award for Distinguished Service, one of the Department of Justice's highest honor, they go on to say. In other words, this guy can't be a political hack, even though clearly he is. There have been allegations that Mr. Tebow's social media posts potentially violated the Hatch Act, and those allegations are being investigated by the Office of Special Counsel. Mr. Tebow is cooperating with that investigation, urges the office to complete its review, and expects to be fully exonerated. That's what every person says, by the way, that's guilty. There have also been allegations that Mr. Tebow took certain action in investigations for partial political reasons. FBI agent Tebow welcomes any investigation of these false allegations, regardless of his retirement. He firmly believes that any investigation will conclude that his supervision, leadership, and decision-making were not impacted by political bias or partisanship of any kind. He is confident that all of his decisions were consistent with the FBI's highest standards for ethics and integrity. To further set the record straight, the statement goes on to read, Mr. Tebow was not involved in the search at Mar-a-Lago, either in its planning or its execution. Well, no one said that you were, by the way. And this doesn't mean that you're not a scumbag that was attacking Donald Trump on social media and protecting Hunter Biden and shutting down that investigation. So to connect the two, honestly, I think is absurd. They go on to say, and this is why they're claiming he's innocent, because he wasn't involved in the Mar-a-Lago search and raid or the execution of the planning of it. And they also say that, well, and again, I'm quoting here, Mr. Tebow did not supervise the investigation of Hunter Biden, which was confirmed by the FBI director on August 4, 2022, is being held by the Baltimore field office. In particular, Mr. Tebow was not involved in any decisions related to any laptop that may be at issue in the investigation. He did not seek to close the investigation, they claim. End of statement from his lawyers. So here's your pro bono work. Here's the deep state going on. And this is what's happening in America right now. So he is not blatantly partisan. He is a good guy. Senator Chuck Grassley has responded to the resignation of that senior FBI agent. But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, here is a statement from Senator Grassley. Quote, Mr. and former now FBI agent Tebow, blatant partisanship undermines the work and the reputation of the FBI. The senator goes on to say this type of biases in high-profile investigations casts a shadow over all of the Bureau's work that he was involved in, which ranges from opening an investigation into Trump based on liberal news articles to shutting down investigative activity into Hunter Biden. Now, let's just stop there. You notice in this denial coming from Mr. Tebow that I just read for you that he didn't deny that he opened an investigation into Trump based on liberal news articles. Did you notice that? He didn't touch that because I believe that he knows he can't say he didn't. And that's why Grassley just called him out on it in this response, right? In this moment in his statement. You know, he says, well, I didn't do anything with Mar-a-Lago. Well, he didn't say that he didn't open an investigation into Donald Trump based on liberal news articles, because that's literally what he did. Grassley goes on to say, not only did he, you know, open an investigation into Trump based on liberal news articles, but he also shut down investigative activity into Hunter Biden that was based on verified information. Quote, political bias should have no place in the FBI, and the effort to revive the FBI's credibility can't stop with his exit. We need accountability, which is why Congress must continue to investigate, and the Inspector General must fully investigate as I've requested. That is a statement coming from Chuck Grassley, who is the person who outed this FBI agent, which obviously led to his retirement. Of course, he's saying, no. Now, my good friend Buck Sexton was on Fox News Channel with Brian Kilmeade last night, and he said the FBI agents who hid Hunter Biden's laptop, well, they're probably auditioning for a new job right now. Take a listen.
Policy? And do we need to hold somebody accountable? The answer, of course, is yes. Let's bring in a guy that knows what it's like to be in an intel agency, Buck Sexton, former CIA analyst and co-host of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Buck, your reaction to this revelation?
Look, there are a lot of people within the federal bureaucracy and the intel agencies on the law enforcement side who are effectively activists. We refer to them as the deep state. We refer to them as people who are partisans acting behind the shield or acting behind some legal authority that they have. And this is systemic. I mean, we often hear that term from the left. This is a problem that needs to be addressed. And it keeps happening in a way that we see who they favor. On the disinformation situation, for example, which just came out with Mark Zuckerberg, why does the FBI think they're even in the disinformation policing game? Well, as we know, that always applies to anything that would hurt a Democrat and help a Republican in an election. That then becomes disinformation. That's how social media and apparently the FBI view it. In this case, the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop, this guy, yeah, he left. What do you think is going to happen now? He's probably already negotiating his MSNBC or CNN or wherever gig, maybe a book deal, because the left takes care of their soldiers in this ideological fight. People within the federal bureaucracy who do the dirty work politically of either the Biden regime or whomever get taken care of on the back end. They know that. Just look at what's happened.
If CNN or MSNBC, whoever hired Peter Strzok, was actually clever and accurate, they would put his text messages under his chyron every single time he talks. You realize how little credibility Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, or Andy McCabe have, but they're working on a regular basis. Take a look at this scroll. These are some of the people that have been found to be corrupt against President Trump and the Republican Party. So as we mentioned, Peter Strzok, mentioned Lisa Page, mentioned Andy McCabe, all caught. James Comey, a disgrace. Bruce R. also nailed. Kevin Kleinsmith changed the FISA warrant. Jim Baker, the attorney, he's absolutely disgraced as well. Tim Tebow and Brian Orton.
Think about that list, by the way, that was just mentioned there by Brian. This is a long list of people that you should never forget. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, James Comey. Right, Bruce Orr, the FISA warrant, never forget any of this. Kevin Kleinsmith, never forget that name. Jim Baker, Brian Autumn, Tim Tebow, all of these different people were involved with the FBI and doing what I just described. This is also after, and I do have to go back to the FBI going to social media, going to big tech. And when they went to big tech, they said, bury the story on Hunter Biden. Bill Maher, again, and I think Bill Maher understood the moment we're in right now. He blasts the conspiracy to bury the Hunter Biden laptop story and says to liberal guests, you need to stop watching so much MSNBC, because he understands if the deep state can do this to conservatives, they can eventually do it to liberals. They can do it to liberals they don't like, right? Only the liberals that bow down to the altar of the deep state will be the ones that get jobs in the government. He understands just how dangerous this is.
So he's saying it's okay to have a conspiracy to get rid of somebody as bad as Trump. It's a little bit of a thorny question, because once you go down this road, this is sort of where we are in this country. The other side is so evil, anything is justified in preventing them from taking office. Is it?
No. You know what's not justified? Using armed violence to try to kill people in the Capitol. That's not justified.
Answer this question. Is it? Was it? Answer this question.
What is
was
the
it appropriate? The question is: was it appropriate to bury the Hunter Biden?
You're talking about the press doing that.
He's saying that's what they did, and that is what they did. They buried the Hunter Biden story before the election because they were like, we can't risk having the election thrown to Trump. We'll tell them after the election. Well,
and we know for a fact that that's what they did?
Of course. You
no,
don't
but
follow
I mean
this?
Saying you gotta... know for a fact that that's what they did. I don't know what they did.
I know, because you only watch MSNBC.
No, that's not true.
Well, then you would know about this.
I do know about that.
Well, you're acting
I do know about that, and I do watch Fox. But the point is, we're going to prove now that the press tried to...
They're admitting it.
The press is admitting it.
Yes, that's not even an issue anymore. They're saying, yes, we basically did this because we didn't want this to throw the election.
Because we didn't want it to throw the election. Because we didn't want this to throw the election. Bill Maher, I will send the dude a bottle of his favorite scotch. Because at least he understands how dangerous it is to undermining the entire country. Same thing John Ratcliffe said. This wasn't Russian disinformation. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. And the only thing that happened here is the media gave you disinformation to save Joe Biden's campaign.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on, but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of... Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's something else that's happening also right now that's connected to all this. There's a new movie out. It's called My Son Hunter. And it's a film that is clearly terrifying the media and the White House. This movie called My Son Hunter, it is a film that people are clamoring to see. It's a perfectly timed expose on the Biden family's depravity and their crime family. It's a story that's been censored by tech corporations in concert with the FBI. We know that for a fact. And the establishment media in the waning weeks of the presidential election, thus making this movie now a piece of cinema that will terrify this White House. Now, there's finally enough actors, right, that are dissatisfied with the painfully woke entertainment hierarchy in California, in L.A., that they've decided to just do this movie exposing the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. It's basically a movie that should have been done, but the media should have done it in real time, and they didn't do it. Now, My Son Hunter is a biopic that helps you connect the dots and understand exactly what this family has done to this country. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, you need to go check it out. It's on YouTube. Now, Don Jr. came out and was encouraging people like, you need to watch this because he says it needs to do well because this is the truth that people need to see. The truth that the media doesn't want you to see. And sure enough, the truth that the White House wants to make sure you never see in a movie.
You know, in this sort of, you know, red state economies where people have had enough, people understand exactly what's going on and they're building their own. They're taking on the power structures that have been so heavily dominated by the left. People are running for their local school boards because they realize that when they ceded it to the purple-haired lunatic with no children, there was a time where we didn't think about that. We said, we're too busy. We're doing other things. That's more important. People have learned from this incompetence, and it's not Joe Biden. I don't think anyone believes Joe Biden's making these decisions. He's not capable of that. We see that day in and day out. He's not capable of completing a sentence. But what they realize now is that this is Democrat policy, and they realize the successes of the Trump administration, despite sort of total adversity from the left, from the media, and even from his supposed allies on the right, and seen what could be for the country. They've also seen how fragile that can all disappear by actually implementing Democrat policy. All the things that they said they were going to do, they're actually doing. And we're witnessing that. And I always say, as the son of a billionaire, if I'm pissed off when I'm filling up my truck, I know the average American is. So the one thing I can say that's been great about Joe Biden in this administration is it's been so disastrous that the people who have been agnostic, that have been too busy to get involved in politics or thought they were too busy to get involved in politics and sat on the sidelines, they're involved, they're motivated, they're watching, and they're getting it. And so I think we're creating an entire new economy as we speak with all of the things that are going on. And, you know, this is going to be, you know, part of the tip of the spear of that. So I want it to be successful because I want people to understand just how important this is. We're fighting for our values. We're fighting for our country, and we're fighting for the future that we want to leave our children. With my five young kids, I want to make sure I leave them in America they recognize.
That's why he says it's time for you to check out. You can go to the website, mysonhunter.com. As he said, I want it to be successful because I want people to understand just how important this is. We're fighting for values, we're fighting for our country, and we're just fighting for the future that we want to leave our children. Now, Trump's remarks come during a panel discussion on True Social following the release of the My Son Hunter trailer, which has garnered more than 3.5 million views since its debut on True Social. During the True Social panel, which was hosted by a former California congressman, Devin Nunes, he's now the CEO of True Social, Trump noted that conservatives are now busy building their own. I love this. People are starting to wake up and realize just how bad things are. This trailer is one that you need to look at, right? This trailer is one that is truly amazing. This is a film that should have been done by Hollywood. It was a crowdfunded project, which is amazing, inspired by the investigative reporting of Peter Schweizer. You want to talk about bootstrapping a movie. This is the one that is bootstrapping a movie. And all they're doing is telling the story on film. about the Biden family corruption. That's what they're doing. This is what the big tech and media sought to censor during the election. This is what they made sure you didn't see. This is exactly what that FBI agent wanted to make sure they had influence over to shut down any investigation into Hunter Biden. Right? This is what they labeled Russian disinformation, which goes back to John Ratcliffe and what he had to say to Tucker Carlson just the other night.
John Ratcliffe is the former director of national intelligence. He knows an awful lot about this. Mr. Ratcliffe, thanks so much for joining us tonight. You may know enough that this wasn't shocking to you, but I think to a lot of people, this was legitimately shocking. The FBI shows up at our biggest news outlet. That's really what Facebook is. It's a news outlet. 3 weeks before the election and says, in effect, don't print this story because it might hurt Joe Biden.
Well, Tucker, I was actually surprised to hear Mark Zuckerberg say that, because what he related the FBI told him was exactly the opposite of what my conversations with the FBI director himself at the time were about. Look, we knew when Adam Schiff was in October of 2020 talking about Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation and using his platform as the chairman of the Intelligence Committee to mislead voters about that, we knew that simply wasn't true, that it wasn't Russian disinformation, that there was no intelligence. And discussions between my office, the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, and the Attorney General at the Department of Justice, we all agreed, look, we need to counter this. And I put out a statement and was backed up by both the Department of Justice and FBI that this was not Russian disinformation. So to hear that, contrary to what the FBI director was saying and the official position of the FBI, that agents were acting in contradiction to that in dealings with Facebook, or telling, if whistleblowers are to be believed, telling FBI agents to suppress information about Hunter Biden's laptop and to amplify damaging information about then President Donald Trump. You know, that is entirely inconsistent with what we all knew, which was, and what you now know and the public knows, is that this wasn't Russian disinformation. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of folks misled the American people about that and the American voter about that 2 weeks before a presidential election.
2 weeks before an election. All of this goes back to that. I also have to remind you of the other stuff that has not taken place that should have taken place. Remember the head of Biden's disinformation governance board? She also dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop story as disinformation, and she was employed by you to label from the state government, right? The Communist Liberal Party, what is real and what is fake. Never forget that. Now, luckily, we exposed so much about it, she finally got fired or quit her job, whatever you want to put it. But they were employing a person to decide what was real and what's not, what is truthful and what is not. And the head of Biden's new disinformation governance board dismiss the Hunter Biden laptop story as disinformation as well.
A new effort from the Biden administration to police online content is facing some serious backlash from conservatives. The Disinformation Governance Board was created shortly after Elon Musk said he would purchase Twitter. Correspondent David Spunt tells us Republicans are already pressuring administration officials over this new directive. Good evening, David.
Brett, good evening. The Disinformation Governance Board set up by the Biden administration to stop disinformation or misinformation, whatever you want to call it, ahead of the 2022 midterms later this year. But critics are crying foul at the person who is running the board, the executive director. Her name is Nina Jankowicz. She's a global fellow at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. She actually recently left the Wilson Center, a nonpartisan think tank with an extensive foreign policy background. Critics specifically point to a past tweet regarding the president's son, Hunter Biden, under federal investigation for his overseas business dealings. The story picked up speed during the presidential debates of 2020, but were censored by several several social media sites, including Twitter. In October 2020, Yankovic tweeted, "Back on the laptop from hell, apparently, Biden notes 50 former NatSec officials and 5 former CIA heads that believe the laptop is a Russian influence op. Trump says Russia, Russia, Russia." Yesterday, she clarified that tweet. "For those who believe this tweet is a key to all my views, it is simply a direct quote from both candidates during the final presidential debate. If you look at my timeline, you will see I was live tweeting." Today, administration officials were asked about her appointment.
"Is this the same individual who said the dossier was real and the Hunter Biden laptop story was false? Is that the individual who's now running the Disinformation Governance Board?"
I'm not familiar with those statements.
"Been reported widely."
"I'm not familiar with those."
"I don't have any comments on the laptop, but what I can tell you is that it sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort."
Yankovic gave an interview to the Associated Press in 2020 where she called the laptop a, quote, Trump campaign product. "We reached out to her and the Department of Homeland Security for comment, but I've yet to hear back."
You got to understand just how close the left is to a victory here, to a big victory here, okay? They're getting very close to just being able to control everything you see. When you can go to Facebook and you can tell them to bury a story and they do it and you're the FBI, when the Department of Homeland Security can employ people who get to decide what is truthful and what is not, when the government can hire 87,000 new IRS agents to silence you and shut you down, what other examples do you actually need, folks? Really, what other examples do you really need? They're on the verge of taking away all of our freedoms in this country. They're raiding the homes of the former presidents of the United States of America. If you do that, you will stop at nothing. You'll stop at nothing. To win elections, not ruin, screw that, rig elections. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, please. Someone put out a great tweet this week. It said, "Everybody, why did you raid Trump? The FBI. Well, it's simply, really, it's because he also, Orange Man, avenged James Comey. And everything else in between is redacted. It's a joke. But it's also a lot of truth in that joke. They want to punish you, and they want to punish Trump, and they want to make sure you're afraid of them, and they want to make sure that no one will ever stand up to the deep state ever again. And the deep state is the Democratic Socialist Party. Know that. Make sure you share this podcast. Like I said, I'll see you back here tomorrow."
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.